Realizing the importance of Raganuga Sadhana. After realizing the importance of Raganuga Sadhana, for example, I am not getting inspired by other devotees' classes unless they stress the importance of Raganuga Sadhana or touch on Radha Krishna Leela. How can I not be proud of this realization and make offenses?
Somebody is asking a question about pride. The person is saying, I have no interest in Rag Bhakti. I don't want to hear anything about it except somebody speaking about Rag Bhakti or Radha Krishna. How can I not be proud? You should not be proud because you're total stupid. Any class about Krishna is, if you have so-called advancement in bhakti, you have rag, means you have attachment for Krishna. What does the word rag mean? R-A-G-A. What does rag mean? Rag means passionate attachment. Passionate attachment to Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities, anything to do with Krishna will put you in ecstasy. So it's quite neophyte and quite offensive to not want to hear classes that aren't about Rag Bhakti, or not want to hear classes about Krishna that aren't about Rag Krishna. I suggest you keep quiet. There should nothing to be proud of. There's something to be ashamed of. You should be ashamed that you think you're so advanced that you don't want to hear Bhagavad Gita class. You don't want to hear about second canto, Rata Rupa. What do you think about Krishna's nectar, Amritam? Hare Katamritam, talk to Jivanam. Hare Katha is beneficial for everyone, and nectar for the ears, and helps one get liberated and attached to Krishna. Any Hare Katha, Bhagavad Gita, anything. So your idea about that you're very advanced, you're into Rag Bhakti, and you don't like to hear classes about Rag Bhakti, that means you're not very advanced. Because if you're advanced, you can find Krishna everywhere. You find anyone. Personally, I've been listening to Bhagavatam classes for 50 years from so-called junior devotees and very, very new devotees compared to myself. And I would faithfully sit there and listen to the Bhagavatam class and take notes. Every time I sat in class, I got some inspiration, I got some happiness and bhakti from whoever spoke the class. So I consider this is the real meaning of advancement of bhakti. You appreciate bhakti in any form, in any shape that you find it. You'll become unduly proud that now I'm so advanced, I can't hear from anybody. Because as soon as someone sits on the Vyasa-san, that person is not speaking. Srila Vyasadeva is speaking from the Vyasa-san through the mouth of that person. So we should respect all speakers of Krishna Katha that are properly behaved and properly connected to Guru Parampara. Gaudiya Vaishnava always thinks of himself insignificant and fallen and not very advanced. He always considers himself lower than a straw on the street. You should change your attitude and rather think, oh, this person speaking Hare Katha, let me submit myself and hear from this person and see how it can help my bhakti. Everything is based on attitude, proper outlook and attitude. To have a misconception about oneself, or have an artificial idea that one's advanced, this is not the way of bhakti. The way of bhakti is not standing up looking down. The way of bhakti is lying on the ground looking up. This is the way of bhakti. The way of bhakti is not standing up looking down. The way of bhakti is lying on the ground looking up. You're standing up, you're looking down, and, oh, he's here, you're near, but I'm a rock bhakta. Ami Vaishnav Kukur. Ami Vaishnav Kukur. I am a dog of a Vaishnav. Krishna's Kaviraj and Haridas Thakur are saying in their own words in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if someone speaks my name, they lose all their piety. If someone remembers me, they become sinful. This is their humility. So a genuine Vaishnava will never look down on any other Vaishnava, will never think that he or she is more advanced than anyone. A genuine Vaishnava always thinks, I'm trying. Because our standard of perfection is prema. Do we have prema? No, we don't have prema. Do we have bhava? No, we don't have bhava. Do we have a sakti? We don't have a sakti. Do we have ruchi? We don't have ruchi. Do we have dishta? Good luck. So, Reema Durya Kadamani and see where we stand. Rag bhakti. If that's your rag bhakti, you don't have rag bhakti. Rag bhakti, you don't look down at anyone. You don't see anyone lower than you. If you have rag bhakti, you see anyone higher than you. Because becoming attached, rag means attached to Krishna. When you become attached to Krishna, you realize how infinite you are, how finite you are. How small you are, how insignificant you are. That's the sign of knowledge of Samanda Gyan of Krishna. Any idea of pride means you've been bathing in the wrong kind of water. You haven't been bathing in water from the shower head. You've been bathing in water from the tail of a donkey. You're supposed to bathe in water coming out of the shower head. You're bathing water coming from the donkey tail. Donkey tail means ass urine. It gave you this pride. It says Mana Shiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami said one is pride, proud. He's bathing in ass urine. Donkey urine. So you should stop bathing that way. Start bathing in water, become humble. Shiana Pisani Chena. Every day read Bhagavatam, every day read Gita. This is nice. Every day read Rasa Shastra. These are three R's. Rasa Shastra, Rita, and Raghata. Rasa Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavatam. My Gurudev did this until he left this world at 102 years old. I'll try to follow in his footsteps. He's telling you these are the three R's for rag bhakti. Usually it's three R's, writing, reading, arithmetic. So the three R's are every day read Gita, Bhagavatam, and Rasa Shastra. Yeah.